Okay, today I'm talking to Susanna Casanova from Battersea. Welcome to Radio Jackie, Susanna. We're going to talk about your son, Afonso, who is 7 years old. Afonso started his new school term, having overcome a battle with a blood cancer called acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL. It's a childhood cancer awareness this month, and Susanna has agreed to talk about Afonso's diagnosis, treatment, and how a charity in East Molesey helped the family through. So, good afternoon, Susanna. Can you tell me, good afternoon, can you tell me how the condition was diagnosed and what were Afonso's symptoms that led you to believe there was a problem?
Thank you so much for wanting to know about Afonso's story. So Afonso was diagnosed on the 26th of May 2020. We were in the first couple of months of the COVID-19 pandemic, so we were isolated. But when we went out for our outings, the ones that were allowed from the government, I noticed that a decreased strength on his body. And it increased and increased, and things that he used to do very easily, like riding the scooter, he couldn't do it anymore. He had no interest. He didn't want to go down. He went down and said, "I'm tired." One of my neighbors stated that he was a bit pale. She was also a cancer patient herself, and her husband also was a cancer patient himself. So she was one of the first persons to call my attention to the paleness he had. But I never thought it could be something like this. I thought maximum this is because Afonso is not sleeping well. We are indoors at all times. No sun. We are in the UK. So we haven't been anywhere in a year for sun. So for proper sun, I mean. And weeks went by until the weekend before the 26th of May, when I sent, as I usually do, photos to several of my friends. And my father said, "Afonso doesn't look well. He looks sick." Then I sent the photo to three other friends. And I asked, "Do you think he's sick?" And they said, "Yes, yes, yes." So morning after, that same evening, I went on Google and Googled something like kid or children with dark circles under eyes, what can it be? And the first line was cancer. Closed Google immediately. Well, called 111 the morning after.
Was he admitted straight to hospital? I think Kingston Hospital.
But it was not until Tuesday. So this was Saturday morning. They did the assessment online, but they thought, because probably I manipulated the conversation in that way, I was convinced he was depressed and suffering from being indoors. And that was, in my head, the main issue. He's upset, he's depressed. He was eating, sleeping, right? Some children are admitted in hospital full of bruises or with the typical leukemia marks, but Afonso had none. And I had a friend in Portugal many years ago who died from leukemia, so I knew that the red spots were a sign of leukemia, and we never spotted them on Afonso. So the GP saw him on Tuesday after the bank holiday and looked at him. He asked about fever. He did some tactical evaluation on him just to figure it out if everything was okay. I understand now certain areas of his body that he searched for lumps or other things that are common on this type of diagnosis. Afonso had nothing, but he was very pale. And he was a very experienced doctor. He retired some months after. And I remember the doctor looking at Afonso and saying, "I don't see anything, but he's very pale." And he repeated this to himself loud a couple of times. And he said, "Well, you go home," because reminder that we are in COVID, And he said, if I'm going to call Kingston Hospital and speak with a consultant pediatrician about my concerns, and if it is the case, I will leave you a referral to go to the hospital. The surgery is just on back of my house. And this, when I arrived, he said, well, I already left you a letter, and if you can, please pick it and go with your son to Kingston Hospital. I went, and a couple of hours later, after a huge questionnaire that I had to go through with a nurse practitioner, until he was seen by a doctor that also required an X-ray to his lungs and the blood tests. By around 9 p.m., I saw three persons entering the bedroom where we were waiting, and I immediately figured it out. You know, it's nonverbal communication. You don't have three people entering in a bedroom if it is a flu or something like, or if it is COVID or whatever it can be. So I asked them, is it serious? They said, yes. I asked, well, my husband is outside in the car with the Afonso's twin, and I would like them to be allowed to enter because I can't be on my own hearing serious that my son has something that I had no idea that they were going to say it was cancer, to be honest. I didn't know what, I don't remember what went in my mind those minutes before my husband came into the room. So yeah, and then they said your son has leukemia. We don't know if it is AML or ALL. We will run a couple of tests more in the upcoming days. We will have that information. We will start treatment immediately. They moved us to a bedroom. They gave him antibiotics and a blood transfusion, a platelet transfusion, and treatment started that same night. Before I was able to process, my son has can. I was still asking, can we run another again the tests to be sure that he has this disease? And you know, and they said, no, there's no need. There's no need to do that. So.
It's a diagnosis no parent wants to hear. So obviously must have hit you like a bullet, the whole family. Alfonso obviously started his treatment, and that obviously has gone on for quite a few years. I believe he's in remission now. So what I'm trying to, well, you want to shine a light, because it's actual cancer awareness, child cancer awareness this month. You want to shine a light on the charity Momentum and what they did to help you, because when you're sitting in a hospital ward on your own, looking obviously from help from the nurses, help from the doctors, I think you must get sort of quite confused and quite frightened, really. How did Momentum come onto the scene, and how did they help you?
Yes, just say that Afonso finished treatment on the 24th of July 2023. He is a case of success, and he reached the end of treatment. We are waiting to ring the bell, which is something that cancer patients do when they officially finish treatment. In our circumstances, by his consultant suggestion, we will only ring the bell after the port is removed, the port where he used to get chemotherapy. So he had, just for people who are hearing, understand that it's not only antibiotics, it's also 3 years of intense chemotherapies, and he coped with that brilliantly. Yes, just an enormous, huge thank you to Momentum. They have been with supporting us since the day Afonso was diagnosed until today. The first time I heard about them was the night we stayed in patients in the hospital, and the head of the oncology nurse team, Sue, handled me a bag with toiletries from Momentum. And that was amazing because I went to the hospital with my phone, my documents, and had nothing else. I went to the hospital thinking that I would return home. So I was able to refresh myself with that the morning after, and until my husband was allowed to bring me my things and Afonso's things, because it was not allowed from outsiders to enter hospital during the first period of the COVID pandemic. So Momentum, I met the first person who supported us a couple of days after, maybe 1 or 2 weeks after after diagnosis. But I remember she contacted me through phone earlier to see how we were, what we needed, also to understand. And that is very interesting. I was not even aware of the work because I been living in the UK for 8 years, but I was not aware of the work that charities do because I never needed them before. So they explained what I can get from the charity, the areas they support, families, and that they are there for us to have a conversation, to say that they understand because they have heard other families going through these processes on and on and on. And they also know the phases of treatment very well and how each parent has his ups and downs in different phases of treatment. I remember I had when we reach the end of year one of treatment, you look ahead and you think, oh my God, I still have 2 more years of this, 2 more years of steroids week. And I'm not being a drama queen. This is any parent who had a child with cancer and with the need of having steroids. I don't know about other cancer treatments, but in our circumstances, steroids were given to Afonso every 4 weeks. It's horrendous, you know. They transform themselves. The beautiful little kid you have transforms himself into an aggressive person. It's really, really complex. It was complex for me, for Afonso's twin brother, and also for my husband.
Bianca Effemer is the founder of Momentum, and she actually started life in Kingston Hospital in a ward where there were cancer patients, and she asked at hospital if they could,
yes.
She asked John Lewis if they could get some fridges in, and the whole charity arose from there. And I think the people in Momentum have a wonderful link to the parents and a wonderful ability to say, what do you need? Because every parent reacts differently. As you say, every parent has their ups and downs. What's the most important thing Momentum did for you?
Well, they have been there in every step of the way. Momentum and other elements of the team do an amazing, incredibly job. Bianca is very kind and very observant because her story is also very interesting. She used to work in Kingston, and as you stated, it's how the charity started. So they have fridges and cabinets with food, snacks when we go to treatments, and if they want a treat or something, we have a code to access the cabinets and the fridge. Some sort of varieties, from soups to macaroni to all those things that have a long period that are not immediately that don't need to be immediately consumed. So they have that. They also have the respite cabins near the sea, one in Pagham Beach and the other in the New Forest, which we used at least 3 or 4 times. And also the boat in the Shepperton Marina, which Afonso is absolutely crazy about. He was allowed to drive for a little bit the boat. It's also very interesting on a cultural perspective and teaching, if you can say so, because they go up and down the locks and children go crazy seeing the boat and the water moving. It's just and you know, water, I don't know for every person it is important or not, but for us, water is or being near water is very relaxing. So we are usually thankful to Bianca and the team for having allowed us along the way to use those spaces. Afonso himself is very proud of having participated in the campaign to raise awareness for the charity and to rearrange and to get a facelift on children's garden in Kingston Hospital. If you go on Momentum's Instagram page, you will see him talking about the garden and what he wants for the garden, because he helped raising money. We also donated, of course. Yeah, they have been amazing all the way, you know, amazing. They have supported us also with a consultant, some sort of therapist for myself, somewhere between year one and year two, post pandemic, post diagnosis, and still with more than half one and a half year ahead of treatment. When you reach more or less the last year of treatment, you just think about end of treatment, end of treatment, end of treatment, and you gain some sort of energy again for that, you know. And in every step, the Memento has been there, helping us, trying, seeing if he needed anything, making, contributing to his goings or staying in the hospital to be very agreeable, very pleasant. So he has no trauma of going to the hospital or staying in the hospital because he feels that he's more or less in a children's play environment. And that is also something that Momentum does. They also did a massive renovation on the walls of Kingston Hospital pediatric area, common areas, corridors, and some bedrooms. So you see their work and the donations that people do give being used, you know. So the money didn't went somewhere that you never see. The money is there. And that is fabulous, you know.
Well, thank you for all of that. Thank you for talking to us and taking us through your journey. You were very eloquent about what Memento have done for you and what they've done for a lot of people. Good luck to you, the family, to all of you, Gabriel, Alfonso, and your husband, your whole family. You've been wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.